Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Before a practice on Tuesday, Boston Celtics forward Jeff Green was asked if he'd welcome the return of a particular former teammate who'd been traded to Washington earlier in the season.
Well, most definitely. He was an awesome teammate. He played the game hard. You know, he set good screens, got me open, so that's all you can ask for.
Beyond playing the game hard and setting the screens, Green's former teammate remained silent about his sexual orientation until Monday. That's when Jason Collins became the first active player in one of the major male sports to acknowledge that he is gay. John Amici, who came out 4 years after his NBA career ended in 2003, was among the many delighted by the response to Collins' announcement.
All you have to do is check the Twitter feed, and you'll see that the vast majority of feedback is really wonderful, effusively warm. There are still one or two people out there who never really got past the fifth grade. I think Jason is braver than I didn't consider it.
Among those whom Collins alerted before Monday's announcement was the man who coached him when he was with the Celtics, Doc Rivers.
When he called me to tell me, and you could tell he wanted to tell me, I told him before he said it, Jason, I can care less about what you're about to tell me.
And jokingly said, I wish you could have got me more rebounds, because that's all I care about, really, at the end of the day.
Joining me now is Sports Illustrated executive editor John Wertheim, one of the writers who interviewed Jason Collins for the magazine's exclusive cover story about him. John, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about the circumstances of the genesis of that Collins story, which has received such extraordinary coverage since Monday.
Well, the stories are contributor of ours, Franz Liz, got a call from a boyhood friend of his who's now the agent, Arne Tellem, who said, I have a client, an NBA player, who's thinking about coming out after the season. Might you be interested? This was about April 1st. And they gave us a date of April 24th in Los Angeles. They did not tell us who it was, and honestly, we didn't really ask. Franz and I flew out there. Jason Collins was there to greet us and got to talking. That's pretty much the genesis.
How did Jason Collins seem during the interview? Was he relaxed? Did he seem relieved?
There was a spectrum of emotions. It was humor and some very poignant emotional moments, but nerves or apprehension or this sort of sense of second-guessing, I didn't get that at all. It was a very relaxed, enjoyable conversation among three adults.
Tennis great and activist Martina Navratilova, who came out in 1981, appeared on the Today Show this week. John, let's listen to a little bit of what she had to say.
The media has done it 180, fans have done it 180, and now you're getting support when you come out. So the monkey's off your back. It's like nobody wants to go back in the closet once they came out.
You called Martina Navratilova to invite her to comment on the circumstances. What stood out during your conversation with her?
What stood out was she was in the prime of her career. I mean, God bless Jason Collins, but we're not talking about LeBron or Kobe here. I mean, Martina was the star in tennis when she came out. She did not know what this would mean. She did not know what price this would exact on her playing career. She was 24 years old, Grand Slam champion. And to me, something that's really been overlooked in the retelling of her story is just the level at which she played after this unprecedented move she made.
What is your sense of what the immediate and more long-term effects of Jason Collins' announcement will be within the sports world?
It's only natural to expect there to be some backlash, but I think when we see Jason Collins in uniform next season, and I do think it's when and not if, this will be a story for a few weeks, and regardless of how many points he scores, he will be interviewed, and 20% of the way through the season, we're going to stop caring.
John Wertheim writes for Sports Illustrated and SI.com. John, thank you very much for speaking with me. A pleasure for me, as always.
Oh, likewise. Thanks, Bill.